This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. The pregame is over. It's time for the real thing. The game itself with Wayne Allyn Root. The Root reaction, the aftermath, the day's over. Let's go over all the big news stories today. We'll take calls. 833-WAR-TALK from anywhere in the United States. Right now, we got people waiting for Kentucky, South Carolina, another Kentucky, two out of three Kentucky, and line four, they haven't put up yet who they are and what the state is. I can see that monitor right in front of me, but we'll get that to you in just a second. But they love calling from all over the United States, and I love hearing from you. First of all, Burt Reynolds has died. Hollywood legend, dead at the age of 82. Sorry to see you go, Burt. Great guy. Handsome film and television star, dated all the beautiful women. Relationships with Lonnie Anderson, Sally Field, Dinah Shore, and starred in many huge movies. Just very sad. Very sad. Boogie Nights, Deliverance, Quentin Tarantino movies, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's sad to hear great legends have passed away, and I hope he goes on to Hollywood heaven. Thank you, Burt Reynolds, for enriching and entertaining our lives. Anybody over the age of 50 certainly is well aware of the great legend, Burt Reynolds. All right, this just in, a grand jury is impaled to investigate, a grand jury's been impaled. A grand jury's been impaneled to investigate fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Now, I don't want to say I told you so, but man, did I tell you so. I have been on this guy's case, McCabe, for 2 years now when no one even knew what his name was. I knew that his wife had accepted a campaign contribution that was clearly, clearly a bribe to get him to exonerate Hillary Clinton. That campaign contribution came from Terry McAuliffe's super PACs. Of course, McAuliffe was the governor of Virginia. McCabe's wife was running for a minor office in Virginia, like state assembly or state senate. She wasn't running for U.S. Senate. She wasn't even running for Congress. She was running for a state-level job, and she needed $750,000 in campaign contributions from the Clintons' bagman and best friend. Really? $750,000 for someone running for a state legislature seat? Unheard of. And yet, it just turned out her husband was the one in charge of the Hillary Clinton investigation. What a crime. What a massive fraud. So, grand jury impaneled to investigate fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Better get fitted for pinstripes, my friend. You're going to be in them for a while. And then the other breaking news is Beto O'Rourke running for U.S. Senate in Texas against Ted Cruz. His campaign texts a message out asking for volunteers to drive undocumented immigrants to the polls. Folks, again, I told you so. Donald Trump and I have been arguing for years now that since the day, you know, he ran for president, that illegals are voting in this country. And Democrats claim, no, 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 illegals aren't voting. There's no illegals voting. And his campaign allegedly sent out a text, where are the drivers? We need drivers to volunteer to take illegals to the polls. Of course, they don't call them illegals. They call them undocumented immigrants. They're illegal aliens. And they have no right to be in the United States, let alone to be driven to the polls. This is what Democrats are doing day and night. Don't you understand that? This is how they're taking our republic away from us. On to the SCOTUS confirmation hearings. Brett Kavanaugh faced a final round of questions today, and he won going away. Great job, Brett Kavanaugh. He had the last laugh. You know, I know in every part of my body, I'm telling you, in every fiber, in every capillary, in every vein, I know that the American people are watching this and going, Democrats are insane. I can't vote for those people. Meanwhile, he brought his girls' basketball team to watch in the audience. A great display of class. And I'm sorry that, you know, this kind of hysteria and insanity awaits a guy who's been a good guy his whole life, clearly a good guy, girls' basketball coach, and a brilliant man. And even the American Bar Association, which is ultra-liberal, had to admit highly, highly qualified to be a Supreme Court nominee. Highly qualified. And yet, the crazies in the U.S. Senate tried to destroy him. The leader of the crazies would have to be Cory Booker. Cory Booker had a day today for the ages. Cory Booker went nuts today. Cory Booker violated Senate rules today, or so he claimed, and challenged Republicans to expel him from the U.S. Senate. This is all about theatrics. This was not Spartacus. It was Kabuki theater. You know, that's Japanese comedy and fiction. And that's what this was. This guy wants to be president of the United States. And he's unknown. He's anonymous, Cory Booker. No one knows who the hell he is anywhere in this country, outside of New Jersey. So in order to make himself well-known, he pulled this stunt, this theater. And he said, I'm going to disclose confidential information, confidential emails about Brett Kavanaugh. And then he disclosed some emails that had been cleared the night before so that every senator could read them. So he didn't disclose anything. And he knew that. This was all pre-planned. It was all written up by some PR firm, some PR whiz kid, to make Cory Booker famous with liberals. And I guess he was really spoiling for a fight. He wanted John Cornyn, the United States Senator from Texas, to expel him from the Senate. So this could be the biggest news in America for days on end. This would never end. And, of course, Cory Booker just happens to be black, and John Cornyn just happens to be a white Republican from Texas. You know this would have been portrayed as racism. They would have called it a white lynching of a black United States Senator. He wanted to be kicked out of the U.S. Senate for doing something that he said was breaking of rules, but it wasn't actually breaking of rules because everything he was disclosing had been released the night before. And the point he was trying to make, by the way, other than pulling up his presidential ambitions, Cory Booker, was that Brett Kavanaugh was a lawyer for George W. Bush in the Bush White House right after 9/11. People had to make fast decisions. They had to have conversations about racial profiling. And the decision had to be made, were you going to racially profile Muslims getting on airplanes? Because people could die. People's children could die. And some of the Muslims, not all, just like what Trump said. Not all Mexicans are bad people. Trump never said all Mexicans are bad people. They're not all bad people. But some of them are. And if you let in 100 and two are bad, I'm sorry, just because 98 are good doesn't mean the two that are bad shouldn't have been let in. And so you can't let in the 100. You have to build a wall. It's got to have a door. You got to have extreme vetting. Got to be careful who you let in. Same thing goes with racial profiling. You got to be careful who gets on an airplane. So in the days after 9/11, they had a debate, were we willing to racially profile? They just had a discussion about it. They said, we don't have the proper security and protocols in yet. Maybe we have to racially profile for a few weeks. We're not talking about killing people. We're not talking about beating people. We're not talking about illegally arresting people who did nothing wrong. We're not talking about putting them in concentration camps. All we're talking about is, hey, you fit the demographics of a extreme radical Muslim who might be a terrorist. Therefore, it might warrant a little extra security pat-down. That's it. We're just going to watch you and make sure you're not carrying something bad on the airplane. This isn't a horrible violation of people's rights, even if he had said he was for it. Guess what? He was uncomfortable with it and really wasn't for it. And so Cory Booker released that thinking that would be powerful evidence against him. He will now sail through the confirmation hearing. And to release that information was against Senate rules. But the reality was all of it was cleared the night before. Cory Booker on both ends looks like an idiot. A complete idiot. So the American people aren't on your side. The American people were worried after 9/11. And it's good we have these conversations. We should have had these conversations. All right, let's grab some calls. When we get back after these calls and we come back, I'll talk about Colin Kaepernick. And we'll make that a hot topic of discussion today as well. But in the meantime, we've got Charlotte from Kentucky on line one. And we're looking for more calls at 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, the number's on the bottom of the screen. Love to hear from you. Charlotte, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
Well, I only got one comment I wanted to make, and I believe that talking about the anonymous writer from New York Times, I believe it's Jeff Sessions. because he knows Trump's getting ready to get rid of him and have a lot of problems. So that's what that's all I wanted to say. I believe it's
all right. Well, it could be Jeff Sessions, but I'll tell you what. Tell you what my guess is. You want to know my guess is, Charlotte? It isn't anybody. It's a New York Times journalist who made it up. That's what my guess is.
Well, it could be a joke, too, but after they said that, I said, well, Jeff Sessions, I'm going to put it past him right now.
Yeah, look, if I had to bet on someone, I'd bet with you on Jeff Sessions. But I don't believe anybody said that. I believe the New York Times, just like CNN and MSNBC, is filled with liars and frauds willing to do anything to jack up their pathetic ratings. Nobody buys the New York Times anymore. They're a dying publication. Nobody watches CNN. Dying company. And so they make things up all the time. Lanny Davis made up that Trump knew about the Russian meeting. And what if he did know about the Russian meeting? Who cares? There's not a candidate in the world. If you told him, I have the dirt on your opponent, do you want to meet and talk about it? Sure, I want to hear it. Everybody says yes. They're trying to criminalize spitting on the sidewalk. They're trying to criminalize jaywalking as if it's murder. And it's ridiculous. So thank you for the call, Charlotte. Appreciate it. Let's take Elva in Kentucky. Two Kentucky callers at the same time. Elva on line 3. Elva, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was going to talk to you about that hearing today.
Yeah, you know what? I hear the music, Elva, so hold on. Don't go anywhere. You'll be the first caller we take when we get back from a very quick ad break to thank our wonderful sponsors who make this show possible. Without them, there is no Wayne on the Root show. They sign the front of checks, not the back. They put their money where their mouth is. Great people. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV. We'll be talking about Colin Kaepernick when we get back. Nike really, what's that old saying, screw the pooch? Nike made a big mistake with Colin Kaepernick. Trust me, that was not a good move. They think that older white people who vote for Donald Trump don't matter because they don't buy their sneakers. But guess what? Parents and grandparents buy sneakers for their kids. Where do you think kids get the money from? You are going to lose a lot of business, Nike, I promise you, from Republicans who support Donald Trump. We'll be back in a second. I think it's all racism. It really is. They're writing us off on Newsmax TV. Don't let them do it to you. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids who are going to high school or college are looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light stainless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a
yes.
product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
War now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Burt Reynolds gone at the age of 82 years old. Some of the movies that he was known for: Cannonball Run, Smokey and the Bandit, The Longest Yard, The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing. Kind of amazing background. I didn't realize till just now. I'm a sports fan, a football nut. He was born in Lansing, Michigan, raised in Florida, was an all-Southern Conference running back at Florida State University in the 1950s, appeared headed to the NFL, never knew that, till he had a knee injury and an automobile accident, dropped out of college, drifted to New York, where he worked as a dockhand, dance hall bouncer, bodyguard, and dishwasher before returning to Florida, enrolling in acting classes at Palm Beach Junior College, and then goes on to become one of the most famous actors in the world. Kind of an amazing history. Married to some beautiful, beautiful women. Great career, and we're all sorry for his passing. My condolences to Burt Reynolds' family. By the way, speaking of living a long time and making the most of your life, Cenogenics, they're the sponsor of this segment of the show. Founded in 1997, they are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. Only 1% of the physicians that go through the Cenogenics training program ever actually make it to become a partner. 25% of the Cenogenics patient base is physicians and their families, and the average patient's body fat index is down 30% in the first year. I've been with them for 3 months now, just about 3 months, maybe beginning of next week, 3 months. And I've lost about 10 pounds and gained a lot of muscle. I feel great, man. I feel like Popeye the Sailor Man. And they found a bunch of health issues when I went in there. And we have reversed all of them at this point. I'm losing weight and gaining muscle while I'm eating more than I've ever eaten in my life. And while I'm working out less than I've ever worked out in my life. That's just amazing. It's magic. So if you're free, no obligation consultation with Cenogenics, 21 clinics all over the United States. They can do a lot for you over the phone and over the internet. Call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be younger, not older, you want to be skinnier, not fatter, if you want to feel better, not worse, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenagenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenagenics.com. Thank you, Cenagenics, for sponsoring this show. Let's grab some calls. We told Elva we'd be right back with her. Elva from Kentucky. Elva, make your point. You're on with Wayne Root.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about the hearing today.
Yes, Kavanaugh's hearing.
Actually, you've already commented on what I was going to talk to you about. I watched him, Senator, today make the grand stand.
Cory Booker.
Yes. And I thought when he was doing it, well, he's making something to put on his campaign.
Yes.
And when he runs for president.
And that's what happened, yeah. He wants to be a presidential candidate in 2020, which is fine by me, Elva, because Cory Booker will be a sacrificial lamb. He will run in 20 and lose by a landslide to Donald Trump. And he made a fool of himself today. He looks like a complete idiot. But, you know, of course, to the left, he probably does look like a hero. They love him. But the rest of us look at it and go, what an idiot. What a grandstander. And most importantly, what a guy who doesn't care about decorum or manners. Or, you know, nobody in the Senate did that to Barack Obama, even though plenty of us did like him. Nobody would dare break Senate rules and release confidential information for his Supreme Court nominees or for Obama. It's just amazing, this Trump derangement syndrome that has settled in with most Democrats. It's on their brains 24 hours a day. Trump is living rent-free in their minds, Elva, all day long. It's all they can think of, Donald Trump.
Yes, it is.
All right, Elva, thank you for the call. All right, now line four, Tony in Ohio. Can Trump have senior staff do a lie detector test? So that's what you're looking for, eh, Tony, a lie detector test?
Well, I was saying I would like to see Trump give his staff, or anyone that refuses it, get rid of them.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, and it's legal. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be legal.
I don't know why he doesn't do it then, instead of all this baloney that's going around, because I don't believe they should even give credence to the Times story. It could have been some restroom attendant saying he was an upper guy.
Well, the Times is known for exaggerating, and the Times is known for making up fake news. And so it could have been a men's room attendant. It could have also been one of the Times journalists writing this. One of the Times editors writing this. You don't know if anybody in the Trump administration said something bad about Trump. But I didn't notice this happening under Obama. I'm telling you, this is the deep state. They're trying to destroy Trump and run him out of town. And it's not going to work. We're not abandoning him. The more you do it, the more we realize how valuable, how fantastic Donald Trump is. And we're not going anywhere. Tony, are you going anywhere? Well, he might have gone somewhere. I think he hung up. Tony, I thought you were still there. If he's still there, we'll get him when we come back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You've abandoned me, Tony. Tony, where are you? The show is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV and USA Radio Network. We're taking your calls, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. A lot going on. It's going to be all Colin Kaepernick from this point on. Make some comments. Make some noise. Colin Kaepernick and Nike.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Day 3 of the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings continue. Ted Cruz asked the judge about religious liberty.
Those cases are important, I think, because it's important that to recognize that the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, as well as many statutes, of course, protect religious liberty in the United States, religious freedom in the United States. We're all equally American, no matter what religion we are or no religion at all. That means religious speakers and religious people have a right to their place in the public square.
The White House is still looking for the senior administration official who allegedly penned that op-ed yesterday that bashed President Trump that appeared in the New York Times. Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked about the comments.
That doesn't help the president. So if you're not interested in helping the president, you shouldn't work for the president, as far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to USA Radio's third hour, as well as simulcast on Newsmax TV. We call this our Power Hour, the Root Reaction. We could go over all the big stories in America today. Colin Kaepernick is right up there with any story in America. I hope soon Andrew McCabe will be up there with every story in America. I think Beto O'Rourke should be up there with every story in America, meaning the candidate for Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate in Texas. And I think the gal, whose name is not in front of me, but she just won in Boston. She'll be the first black congressperson in the history of Massachusetts, I believe, is what I read, maybe in the history of her district in Boston, I think in the whole state. And she is so extreme and so radical. And then this Beto O'Rourke, so extreme and so radical. And then, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, so extreme and so radical. This is the new face of the Democratic Party. And now Cory Booker, so extreme and so radical. It's crazy. Sponsor of this section of the show, well, actually the sponsor of the whole show, is U.S. Gold Bureau. We love our U.S. Gold Bureau. They are the only company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. In the whole country, there's only one state that has their own bullion depository. It's Texas, of course. Why should that not surprise anybody? And they chose U.S. Gold Bureau to run that depository. Actually, their parent company runs it. They are a wholly owned subsidiary of a parent company that was chosen by the state of Texas. So you know you're in good hands. You know that there's massive credibility. And you also hear it from Wayne Root that I love these guys. So they've teamed up with me and they've named their new offer the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. So if you've never owned precious metals in your life, this package is the way to start. It includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world, including the first ever silver Krugerrand and a silver American Eagle. Here's the silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. They make the perfect start for your portfolio. Get all six coins for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. And this very portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, available right now only to the listeners of my radio show and also the viewers of this Newsmax TV show for $99. So it's the Wayne Root Starter Package. Contact U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/roots. All right, let's go back to Tony in Ohio. We never finished his call. The music came on. I think it was a little too loud. We couldn't hear him. He got drowned out.
Hello.
Tony, you're back on with us. How are you, man?
Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, welcome back to part two. What's on your mind?
Hi, Wayne. We discussed the polygraphs already. I was calling now about the, I heard you mentioning the illegals voting in Texas. How are they voting? I mean, I live in this tiny town, and everybody knows me, and when I go to vote, I have to show them my driver's license and sign my name where I've registered. So how are these people that are illegals voting?
So I'll give you the answer. It's just so simple, Tony. Bill Clinton passed something called the Motor Voter Law, which said that every time you go register at DMV, they have to give you a voter form, a voter registration form, so you can register to vote. And by law, they can't ask you if you're a legal American citizen. So every single illegal that gets a driver's license, and in most states, they give driver's licenses to illegals. So when you're in there, they automatically give you a voter registration form. They're registering. And then they just show up and vote. They've all got driver's licenses. So, you know, they're not in your little town. They're in big cities. They're in big urban inner cities.
That's why Obama was importing them into the country.
Of course, of course. That's why
he went down there personally and was inviting them up into the country. Tell them, come on up. We'll give you everything you need.
You know, Tony's not joking and Tony's not exaggerating. It was pretty darn close to that. As a matter of fact, under Obama, the United States government, Tony, paid for ads, radio ads in Mexico in Spanish, telling people that if you have relatives in America illegally, it's okay. Even though they're illegal, they could still get food stamps. Call them and tell them to apply for food stamps.
They get them easier than local Americans. Are you kidding me?
It's a joke.
Every time I go to my local Kroger's to do some shopping,
at the certain time of the month, early, I guess in the early part of the month, there's a lot of Mexican guys there at the counter sending money orders back to Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Well, by the way, I've suggested on this show that that's a way to raise the money for the wall. We know that billions of dollars get sent out of the United States, not just to Mexico, but to countries all over the world, and we should put a 10% American tax. Let's call it the America First tax. If you want to send your American wages out of the United States, no problem. It's a free world, but we're going to tax you 10% on every dollar that gets sent out.
Hey, I'll vote for it.
There you go. And that's how we fund the wall. And the number, my understanding, Tony, is $200 billion a year is sent out of the United States in foreign remittances. That's what's called remittances. If you tax the 10%, that would be $20 billion a year. That's enough to pay for the wall in 1 year. That's the way to do it. I'm telling you. There you have it.
I'm speaking to you live, right?
Yes, you are.
And yet I'm watching you on the screen talking about a completely different thing.
Because there's a 30-second delay or so, because we've got to make sure that the caller doesn't scream out an obscenity or something like that.
I know you have to protect yourself, Wayne.
There you go.
Hey, listen, I've been watching your show ever since I discovered it. I used to watch Fox all the time. And then that guy, Shepard Smith,
yeah,
he started becoming so anti-Trump.
I know.
I said, I'm through watching that guy especially, but I still watch a couple of the people I like there. But that Shepard Smith, he was so strong on the attorney general. Trump shouldn't be bothering him. They're both from Tennessee.
All right, Tony. Hey, we appreciate the call, and I appreciate that you're watching my show now. And you seem like a very nice guy, and we love people like you in our audience. Thank you, Tony. Let's take Marie in South Carolina. She's been waiting a long time, regular caller. Hey, Marie, I think we just heard from you last night. Is this a repeat performance?
Yes. Look, you know about that op-ed? You took the words out of my mouth. It's a crock of BS.
Mm-hmm.
But this Kaepernick for Nike ought to be ashamed of their self.
But see, Marie, they don't care about you, and they don't care about me.
No, they don't.
They don't care about anyone over the age of 50, and I gather they don't care if you're over the age of 50 and you're white. They don't care if you're over age 50 and you're a Trump supporter. They don't care if you're over the age of 50 and you're a Republican. All of those are not their customer. So they're trying to appeal to inner-city black kids who are 18 years old. But guess what? There's plenty of people in this country that voted for Trump who buy Nike for themselves and their grandkids and their kids. And they're not going to buy anymore. It's a big mistake, I'm telling you. Big mistake.
No. And Kaepernick, he wasn't even a good quarterback. And when they ditched him, he got bitter, acting like, you know, the NFL and everybody else owes him a living.
Well, let me tell you the thing that defines Kaepernick, in my opinion. He was at the U.S. Open, you know, the tennis tournament in Queens, New York, Flushing, New York, just a week ago. And he waved to the crowd, and he got like a standing ovation, right, from all the liberal morons at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
All the liberal effete snobs wearing tennis gear who themselves go to private schools and send their kids to private schools, but they're so concerned about black people and social justice. But they all clapped for him, and he was waving from the luxury box where the millionaires hang out. So you tell me what he has to do with a poor black person when he's in the luxury box for millionaires. It's a joke. It's an absolute
joke. Yes, it is.
Have you ever been in a luxury box at a sporting event, Marie?
No.
No, neither have I, by the way. I was at one.
I worked hard all my life.
I just went to my first one. I couldn't afford it to be in a luxury box or to own a luxury box, but a person who watches this show invited me to go to the Las Vegas Knights game, and he's got a luxury box that seats like 15 people. And I sat in that box this past year. That's the only luxury box I've ever been in my life, and I've never been on a private jet. So, we don't live the same lives as these people, these liberals. We just don't.
No, we don't. And you know what? They hate America. They hate the American people. And I'm going to tell you something. They should thank God that they live in America. But if they don't like it here, why don't they leave our country?
Exactly. By the way, do you realize
they'd be doing us a great favor.
Marie, today news came out that I'll bet doesn't get covered by any of the news tonight. Not ABC, not NBC, not CBS, not PBS, not CNN, not MSNBC. And I even doubt Fox would cover it. U.S. productivity jumped to the best pace in 3 years on the heels of Trump's metals tariffs kicking in. So Trump was right again. He put tariffs on certain products, and therefore productivity went up and manufacturing went up. Great job, President Trump. Liberals can't stand the success of the American economy under President Trump.
No, they can't.
They want to get rid of him. They want to go back to Obama. I don't want to go back to Obama.
Marie,
you want to go back to Obama? You want to go back to Obama?
No, I didn't vote for him. I cannot stand that man.
All right, you and I both. All right, Marie, thanks for the call. Thanks for checking in. Thanks, Marie. Bye. Let's take Stephen in Las Vegas, line 3. Stephen, you're on with Wayne Root, Stephen, on both radio in Vegas and national radio, and also Newsmax National TV. So you got 3 for the price of 1. How are you?
Well, hi, Wayne.
Stephen, you know, at the moment you start talking, the music comes on, and it's always hard for all of us to hear while the music's on. So I'm going to tell you, we'll take your call the second we get back. Last segment's coming up. Stephen is first at bat. Then comes Bernadette of Fort Myers, Florida. And then we have some lines open, which is kind of rare. 833-WAR-TALK. Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK. Right here on Newsmax TV, Wayne Allyn-Root, 833-927-8255. We shall return. We always do. We love you. God bless you. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get 4 pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the 4-pack special. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, 2 go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the 4-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, last segment of the show. It goes fast, doesn't it? That last hour is like lightning. It's so fast. I love it, because we live in Trump land, and Donald Trump makes it all so interesting. The nation is finally ridding itself of a lot of bad people, and I think those bad people are showing their stripes for the first time. But, you know, Trump's got a big battle ahead of him, and I don't know if we're going to make it. And if we do make it, you know, Trump will make it better for the next 6.5 years, assuming he's reelected, and I do assume that, but it's a big assumption. I think he'll be reelected. I think it'll be a wide margin. It might even be a landslide. But nonetheless, our national debt is overwhelming, and there's a lot of things that could happen between now and then. Let's all pray that Trump is healthy. Let's pray some nutcase doesn't try and take him out. Let's pray he's, you know, a 72-year-old man and he doesn't get sick. Let's pray we've got him around for the next 6.5 years. And they're all trying to knock him off, or they're trying to impeach him. They're trying to arrest him. You just don't know what's going to happen. So you got to have a backup plan. That's why the sponsor of this show is our newest sponsor, ECI Development. When the you-know-what hits the fan, you know what I'm talking about. When the bad stuff hits the fan, your most important asset is in trouble. That's you, that's your family, that's your kids, that's your home, that's your stocks, that's all the things you own. Is it going to be protected? Are you going to be protected? Are your kids going to be protected? Set up your plan B now and get a residency abroad. You need a second citizenship, a second residency. You need a safe place to land if everything goes bad in America. The number one place in the world to get a second residency right now is Panama. Because you only have to visit one day every 2 years to maintain your residency. And it's very affordable. It's so much cheaper than America. I can't tell you how many friends I have that have either moved there part-time or full-time, and they tell me how cheap it is. Panama's a quick plane ride from the U.S. They use U.S. dollars. Request this free guide to second residences around the world. Call right now. 800-290-3028. Free guide to residences around the world. 800-290-3028 from ECI Development. And the first 50 people on the phone right now also receive a guidebook called Planting Your Flag in Panama Free. 800-290-3028. Or go to the website listentowayne.com. Listentowayne.com. It's not my company. It's not my website. But this offer is only, it's the first time they've ever advertised on TV, and only made to the viewers of this television show right here. So go ahead and go to the website, listentowayne.com, or call 800-290-3028. Let's continue with, was it Stephen from Vegas who we left off with? Line three. Stephen, you're finally on with Wayne Root. Welcome back.
Hi, thank Wayne. I think it was a video for you yesterday when you called Obama a communist, socialist, Marxist. Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100% on that. But he was more than that. He was a Muslim sympathizer. He was a liar. He was trying to take over America with his socialism. I got upset with my mother that voted for him in 2008.
Yeah, I understand.
Because I told her, I said, why would you do that? And she told me, well, Obama's for the poor people. Yeah, okay. Well, guess what? They're going to get poorer.
And they did.
Under Obama.
They did.
And they did. And the thing was that she didn't understand as far as the civics of it. And I told her, I said, Mom, you don't know. And when I started watching, there was this guy on Fox News. I think his name was Glenn something. And
Glenn
he was
Beck.
Pointing out
things. Glenn Beck. Yeah. He
right.
said the blackboard.
Glenn Beck. And the thing that I was seeing there, and then he won as president. I said to myself, who in the heaven, or hell, should I say, in his case, would vote for this Muslim sympathizer trying to destroy America?
And by the way, Stephen was very careful just now. I don't think anybody has a right to call Obama a Muslim. I don't know that he was a Muslim. I don't know what he was. I'll take him at his word that he was a Christian. But he was a Muslim sympathizer. I always say that. I think you're 100% right, Stephen. And that's the correct way to phrase it. He's far too friendly with people that are involved in radical Islam, you know, including the Muslim Brotherhood, including many nations that are enemies of the United States, like Iran. He gave them the Iran deal. My gosh, how could anyone be surprised that he gave the Iran deal away and we call him a Muslim sympathizer? If you give everything they ever wanted wrapped in a bow and then some, he bent over backwards to give crazy mullah terrorists who literally fund terrorism all over the world all the money they want in the whole world and then some. Then you are a Muslim sympathizer.
And that was, I think it's way over $100 billion, which was our money.
Right.
And he said it was his. But at the same time, it's coming back. And I wish someday, somehow, his administration or parts of his administration, not only his administration, but him, I wish somebody would look at all of the things that he did wrong.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm writing the column now. I'll have it for you next week. I'm writing a column about some of the really bad things Obama did, some of which I believe could be prosecuted. By the way, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Stephen. We still have Bernadette we didn't get to her. We have so many others waiting on the line. I'm sorry. Call us tomorrow. Bernadette will take you first tomorrow. If you call, remind Chris that you were waiting patiently and I never got you. Nike's favorability crashes 34% after the Kaepernick ad campaign. We were right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Be safe. God bless.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.